Welcome to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. We are here for you to know God, grow together, discover purpose, and make a difference in New York City and beyond. Please check out our Facebook and Instagram at Every Nation NYC and enjoy the message.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Every Nation online service. My name is Sheena. I'm one of the pastors here on staff. We're going to continue in our sermon series, For God So Loved the World. You know, God is a miracle-working God, a powerful God. And I know right now, many of you are coming off the holiday season. We just finished Christmas. I hope you got what you want. But during this series, I wanted to share also that God so loves the world that he loves to give good gifts. You know, maybe you got something this holiday season that maybe didn't make you happy, or maybe you got something that did. But we're going to look at a scripture in the Bible today, just talking a little bit about the significance and how much God wants to bless us. And God wants to take care of us. And God loves it when we ask him for things. You know, I just have a brief story that I would like to share about my daughter. This last Christmas around this time, you know, she was moping around a little bit because she really had this desire for a vehicle. And I was kind of, as a father, I'm just like, baby, I don't know if I can pull this one off, but there's nothing wrong with praying for it. And so she took it to the Lord on her own. And during this season, last season, my mom was there visiting us. And my mom was downstairs, and I come down and begin to talk to her about some things without her knowing anything. She looks right at me and she goes, "Sheena, I think the Lord is speaking to me about buying my granddaughter, your daughter, a car." And I looked at her, and my eyes got huge. And I was like, "Mom, what are you talking about? You know, what about me? I'm your son." She said, "God didn't tell me that. He told me to get her one." So we kept it quiet and just allowed her to process and pray. And both my mom and my daughter, Kaya, were both crying out to the Lord at the same time. And then it came to a point where my mom just felt led, "I'm going to do this." And my daughter had it down to a science, the specific car, the specific color, and all these different things. And long story short, because of my mom's generosity, but also my daughter's faith, she ended up getting that car. And so I just wanted to share that with you today, is that the one thing about our Father, our God, is that he loves to give good gifts. And so if you have a Bible, turn to Matthew 7, and we'll be reading from verses 7 through 12. And it says this, it says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened." Verse 9, "Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will you give him a snake? If you then, you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets." Here's Jesus ministering to the disciples, telling them to be bold. Don't be afraid to come to me. You know, God loves to give good gifts to his children. He cares deeply about his creation. And, you know, you and I have to understand that he's not a deadbeat dad, but he's a gentle, love, kind father who wants to bless and to take care of us. And so here it is once again. You know, we can go to this scripture verse in John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." And so you go back to the text and there was all this confusion. You know, "I'm not going to give you a stone for bread," or "I'm not going to give you a snake for a fish." You know, and right now there's so many things that we need to understand, is that God gave us the perfect gift in his son, Jesus Christ. He didn't come and say, you know, it's Muhammad. He didn't come and say it was Buddha. He didn't come and say it was Confucius. No, he said, "It's my son, Jesus Christ." He's the perfect gift. He's the one that will die and be raised again. He's the one that forgives sin. He's the one that can set you free. So that's the God that we love, and that's the God that we serve. And God gave us his perfect gift in his son, Jesus Christ. You know, you think about the perfect gift. Maybe you didn't get the perfect gift this holiday season. Maybe it was you are upset and you want to return it, but Amazon won't let you return it. But I'm here to tell you today, this gift in Jesus Christ, you don't want to give him back. You want to embrace him and keep him. The Bible says this in James 1:17, "Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows." You know, this is the perfect gift in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Why is it this so significant of this gift? is because he lived a sinless life. And there's something about this gift. When we receive it, it does something for you and I. It transforms us. I don't know any gift under that tree or anything you got under that stocking that's going to transform your life. But I know that Jesus Christ, he is the one that can transform you. And I would highly recommend that you lay hold to him and what he can do for you and I in this season. Because at the end of the day, Jesus is the reason for the season. You know, the Bible says this in 1 John 3:5. You know that he appeared in order to take away sins. And in him, there is no sin. There is no sin. So that's the truth right there. There is only one God who can take away your sins, and that's Jesus Christ. And he's not here to trick you or to make you think this or make you think that. No, ask of him. That's just the perfect gift. Ask for him, this gift in Jesus Christ, and let him transform your life this holiday season. You know, also God is not only a great God that gives a gift that's perfect, but he loves to give us gifts that will help us, that will help us. God gave us the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us after we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You know, he actually comes in when we ask him to live inside of our lives. And that's what this is all about right now. We're talking about gifts today, God giving gifts. And this gift, the Holy Spirit, is something supernatural, something powerful. He, the Holy Spirit, is just as much as God the Father and God the Son. He's powerful. And when he's dwelling inside of you, this gift will help you live the life that God has called you to live. It says this in Ephesians 1:13, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him and sealed with the Holy Spirit and promise. You know, you're sealed up right now. This Holy Spirit is dwelling inside of you. God is dwelling inside of you. The God that parted the sea, the God that raised people from the dead, the God that does miracle signs and wonders is living inside of you, giving you the ability to live the Christian life, to have that Christ-like quality and Christ-like character. It says this in Galatians 5:16-18. It says, so I walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit is what is contrary to the flesh. They conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want to do. You know, there's a war taking place right now. You know, maybe right now you're struggling. You're running to run away from God. You want to do things the old way. But no, you got to allow the Holy Spirit to take over this gift, to give you the ability to do what God has called you to do and be what God's called you to be in this season. You know, we need to show people that we can live a holy life, not a perfect life, but we're talking a holy life. We're striving to be more like Jesus. But the only way we can do this is through the power of the Holy Spirit. And it says this in verse 18, but if you are led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. We want to be led by the Spirit in this season. Once again, we're talking about a gift that helps you. You know, I was laughing because there's some hints that are being thrown out there right now. Maybe somebody put a Peloton under the tree or near the tree and just kind of hinting at you, I want to help you lose some weight. Maybe somebody went and blessed you and bought you a gift card, you know, from a specific location. Maybe it was Sweetgreen saying, hey, I want to help you lose a little bit of weight and start eating healthier. You know, Sweetgreens is very expensive and it's very high as far as like the salads and things that are there. But you know, when you eat it, it can help you better your life. But once again, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, him dwelling in your life. This gift will transform you from the inside out to help you go do the things that God has called you to do and be. And we need that gift today. You know, I'm thinking about verse 25 of Galatians 5 as well. It says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking each other and envying each other. You know, it's amazing when you get gifts. I remember being a child and, you know, you get a gift and you start kind of opening presents and you start making fun of one another. You know, look what I got. You didn't get that. You know, you kind of provoke your cousin or your niece or nephew because you're walking around because you got this gift. But, you know, this gift of the Holy Spirit is supposed to help us not only be reconciled to God, but also reconciled to each other, because God doesn't want us to provoke one another. No, he wants us to be a blessing to one another. And I'm so excited about this holiday, because this holiday, yes, it's been a little difficult. It's been a little rough. The season, the times that we're in, And this holiday has been sweet as you pause and you reflect on who we just celebrated, Jesus Christ, his birth, understanding that God came in the flesh, that he wanted to reconcile the world to him. He did it because he loves us. But you know, even though he had to leave, he didn't leave us empty-handed. He gave us his Holy Spirit to lead, guide, direct, and protect us during this season. And this gift that we're talking about, the Holy Spirit, we need more of him in this season and less of us. More of the Spirit and less of the flesh. And more of the anointing and the power of God to do some things in our lives. The Holy Spirit, he's here to help us. That's a great gift. Don't neglect that gift. Keep that gift. Keep it closed. Keep it inside definitely. And allow him to walk in there in you. My third point is this, is God gives us special gifts. You know, every Christmas, we have a moment around the tree. And we have this thing called the wow gift. It's the gift that nobody thought they were going to get. They talked about it. They brought it up. They prayed. They cried. Dad, can I have this? Mom, can I have this? And, you know, all of a sudden when they pull it back and they realize, man, I got this gift. It's a wow gift. But the wow gift is not just for you. The wow gift is to be shared with others. And so right now we're talking about a gift. God gives us special gifts and gifts that we can share with each other. And, you know, when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit in power, there's gifts that manifest. There's things that God gives us to be a blessing to others. You know, it says this in 1 Corinthians 12:7-11. The Holy Spirit is given to each of us in a special way that is for the good of all. Say all if you're there today. To some people, the Spirit gives a message of wisdom. To others, the same Spirit gives a message of knowledge. To others, the same Spirit gives faith. To others, the one Spirit gives the gifts of healing. To others, he gives the gift and the power to do miracles. To others, he gives the ability to prophesy. To others, he gives the ability to tell different spirits apart. And to others, he gives the ability to speak in different kinds of languages they had not known before. And still others, he gives the ability to explain what was said in those languages. All the gifts are produced by one and the same Spirit. He gives gifts to each person just as he decides. Now, when we're talking about the power gifts, these gifts aren't just for us. These are special gifts, gifts that are called to help people know that God is real, that God is powerful. You know, when all of a sudden you're up against the wall and maybe you're praying for somebody and you don't know exactly what to pray. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit whispers in your ear, hey, this man, this woman, this child, they're going through this situation. And you speak that in love, pushing people to Jesus. All of a sudden it unlocks their heart. And they say, you know what? God is real, because nobody knew that but God. You know, I have a testimony similar to that. What I just said is I was very prideful and arrogant and didn't really want to receive the Lord. And there was a pastor that brought me into his office and began to minister to me. And once again, we're talking about gifts. This man had a gift, and all of a sudden he began to pray over me some things and begin to tell me about my past that only God knew about and I knew about. And it broke me to the point where I had to surrender and give my life to Jesus, because only God knew that. The gifts that I'm talking about, these gifts are the gifts that you want to share. These gifts are the gifts that you want to use to be a blessing to others. Special gifts. Whenever God gives you those gifts, please do this. Let it be about the we and not about the me. Use those gifts to help others, to bless others. You know, you see these kids sometimes, they get a gift. Maybe it's a basketball or a football or a baseball. And, you know, they're out there playing and all of a sudden it doesn't go right on the field. And what do they want to do? They want to take the ball and go home. Well, don't take your gift and go home. Take your gift and use it to the building up of the body of Christ. And, you know, that's what Jesus was telling them. He's saying this, do unto others as you would have it be done unto you. And, you know, we love taking care of self. We love self. You know, we'll go spend all kind of money for self. You know, maybe ladies out there, you're out there and you going to Ulta, getting the high end makeup, and you're going to Mac and you're going to Sephora and all these places. Yeah, I know these places because I have daughters and I have a wife. But you know what I mean? You use those things to take care of self. Men, there's nothing wrong with a good steak now and then. You're going to Peter Luger's or you're going to all these different places to take care of self because the belly's hungry. But you know what? Sometimes we got to take those gifts and those talents and those things, and it can't be about self. It has to be about others. And that's what I love so much about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He came to this earth for others. He didn't come for us to be selfish. No, he came to set the record straight that he's the one true gift that will change everything. He's the one that, yes, he's going to lead, but he's going to give us something, the promised Holy Spirit, to live a life that is holy and pure and to live as a man or woman of God. And he's going to give us a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit and power to be a witness and to testify of God's goodness, but also to demonstrate that the Holy Spirit is present and alive today, ministering and changing and anointing and doing things in the world. This gift. God loves to give good gifts. And maybe you're out there today and you're saying, man, I'm hearing what you're saying, Pastor, and I hear what you're talking about, and I don't know too much about this gift, but I would like to know more. Well, let me tell you that Jesus that I'm preaching, he's real, he's genuine, he's authentic, and he wants to invade your life. And yes, it's been a difficult holiday season. Maybe that present didn't make you happy. Maybe that present didn't fill the void, but Jesus can. And I'd ask where you are today that you would make a declaration, a purpose in your heart that I want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. What a great gift to turn to mother and father or grandmother, granddaughter, whoever it is around you, grandfather, just, you know, you say, you know what, I'm going to give my life to Jesus. That's the greatest gift I can give. It's my life over to the Lord. That's you out there today. I just would have you bow your head and pray this prayer. Just say this, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm so thankful that your son came to this earth. Came to this earth to destroy the works of the enemy. He came to this earth to reconcile us back to you. And right now, I'm asking you, Jesus, to come live inside of my life. I'm asking you, Jesus, to make me new again. I believe with all my heart that you are the Son of God, and that God raised you from the dead. I confess right now, in this space, in this time, that you are Lord. I ask you to come into my heart and take your proper place as Lord and Savior. I receive you as the best gift ever. Now, right now, I'm willing to turn away from the things that I need to turn away from and put my hope and trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer about Jesus, I would ask that you would text right now and just let us know how we can help you. Help you in this walk, because nobody out there should walk alone. Please text 844-962-3110. Text that now and somebody will connect with you. We don't want anybody receiving Jesus just to receive Jesus. No, we want people to receive Jesus and to continue this journey, not alone, but with others. Thank you today for joining us in our service. Merry Christmas. May you have a blessed, happy new year. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Messages Podcast with Every Nation NYC. If you enjoyed our message, please rate and review us on iTunes. It helps others hear the message of Jesus, and we really appreciate it. If you have yet to spend time with us in person, we would love to welcome you to one of our services. Visit everynationnyc.org to find all the info you need to attend a service. We will see you there.